have all my Sreem and Shabbos. So I have all Shabbos Shabbos, my Sreem in the sense of trumpeting the Tefillah, calling out the Tefillah Hashem. You can't do those Tefillahs. Because, not that we're not responsible for the world on Shabbos, and that we're not thinking of anybody else, that would diminish the morning Shabbos, that's what I'm saying. The low young children, certainly not a young people, we have that mitzvah of Simcha. Chutz, very acute exceptions, not acute, but acute, right? Very, you know, pointed exceptions. Chutz me'ir shi'ifu ha'goyim. You literally have a city that's being surrounded by non-Jews, they need to destroy the city with the Jews in it. Literally. It's that kind of a, what is that? That's pikuach nefesh, right? It's mamish, it's about to overrun a city. Mama lives in the Middle Ages, they overran cities a lot today. That would happen in very strange places, but nonetheless, the city was either going to be overrun by human disaster or a city that's surrounded by water. Let's say, God forbid, the floodwaters are rising and it's looking very bad there. Again, a boat, people on the boat, and it's being swallowed up by the sea. Masriya Noem, Mishabas, Lazar, or some, then you have to give him a shrine, you have to try to help him. Wischanim, Machin, Le'erachim. So the only heter, Liz Oak, to daven in this way on Shabbos will be what? What I'll call Sakana Me'adit. Because Nefesh, there's a big Sakana right now. But listen, around the world, you can say Tehillim every day for various tzaras, and you do. Again, here, other places, Jews here, Jews there, other things, right? On Shabbos, you don't do it. Yes, ma'am.
So what about the Hussein favorite come every day?
Hussein, Paul. So the key is not the Tehillim. The key is what they're being said for.
I'm saying, what do you say, like, can't say it for a big name or a big group?
So first of all, we'll talk about Rufus. And again, it will help a lot. It's going to sound funny, but it will help a lot if you're saying Tehillim as opposed to saying, we're getting together at Sibur and we're all going to give the Yishrai on behalf of the Yisomim Yalmanisim. In other words, will we sort of cover big tzaras, unless it's like an army of people. We're going to come to Mishabaris and for the sick, that's going to be a question. Okay. Again, what's the problem? The problem is, in Rambam's context, the problem is with the Shabbos. What we just described is inimical. It doesn't fit with on a Shabbos. So that's type A of tefillah that we don't do on Shabbos. That makes sense. Now, type B. For that, look at the Yerushalmi Masech HaShabbos on the left-hand side top. Tani, right under the little scroll there. Tani. Let me ask you, what other kinds of davening? So this is a real special davening that we don't do on Shabbos. So go fast, right? Unless there's a sakana miyotz, then we will, you know, pikuach nefesh, we have to cry out. Okay, let me ask you, now that we've sort of started thinking on this, what other davening typically don't we do on Shabbos? Possibly think of it. What do we say during the week that we don't say on Shabbos, and why? What is it? Oh, Kabbalah's a sesh. I mean, you're right, there are certain parts of the Kabbalah. It's interesting, it relates to this. I'll come back in a second and tell you which parts of the Kabbalah. It's not the Kabbalah that we don't say, it's a very good point. It's something about the Kabbalah that we don't say. We'll come back to that. What's different about Shabbos davening and weekday davening? I guess longer on Shabbos, but if you have to sort of put your finger on it. Well, Tachanun also certainly not, because that's the Es Rachim, very good, right? And your point is very good as well. The Shmona Esrei is fundamentally different. On the one hand, we add in to each of our Shmona Esreis a wonderful story about Shabbos. By Friday night, talking about the Kedusha Shabbos by Yehul. Shabbos morning, and again, different Moskalsi, Yismach Moshe, Mach Moskalko, right? Shabbos and Moshe. Mincha, Akalach, Meshim Chorecha, Mikam Chesron, Barecha, Bar, it's lovely stuff. So we understand why we say those things on Shabbos, but what are we taking out? What's missing from the Shabbos? Oh, the whole 12, 13 middle brachas. Give us refuas, give us parnasa, barechaleinu, hashim v'shafeinu. We take it all out. Why do we take it out? So some say, because it's not, you know, we go all along davening away, we don't want to be in shul all day, but that's not the main reason. The main reason we take out the bakashas is because of this Yerushalmi that I'm not going to read with you. Tani, it's a brisa, also the boat swach of Bishamas, because it's technically not permitted to make requests on Shabbos. Right? So we don't ask, again, we're not talking here about disasters, God forbid, but the regular requests. Right? The first request is Shulman. Atacholo Rambas, you give people seichel, give me seichel. No, not on Shabbos. Right? We don't have seichel, right? But we don't ask it. Right? Now, interestingly though, that's really why we switch out. Right? We take out the Hakoshes in each of the three tefillos of the day of Shabbos, and we put in a beautiful Shabbos description. Good. Because it's also to be Shalom Tzrach. And again, what's the problem of Shalom Tzrach? Apparently, that's also part of Kibbutz Va'on and Shabbos. It's not Shabbos Day. Why not think about it? We'll get to that in a second. But a little more data here in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zeyer Shal or Kriya Bar Boa. Mahu Meimar Roenu Parnaseinu. Well, what about Roenu Parnaseinu? Anybody have any idea what the Amoraim are talking about? What's a Roenu and a Parnaseinu? What does that sound for like? It's a phrase from some part of, I don't want to say davening, but davening, but we say it's not part of the daily davening, it's part of something else. I'll give you a hint. Roenu Zoheinu Parnaseinu. Benji. What's his question? Very good. You know, identify those. That's like a real, you know, a real little snippet, right? And you got it, right? Roenu Zoheinu Parnaseinu. Watch over us. Zoheinu. Feed us. Support us. We say that in Benji. So, what's the kasha of this Amora? It's a simple question. You just said we don't ask God's Rachel on Shabbos, and that's why we daven different davening. So how is it that we bench on Shabbos? We're asking for requests all the time. Roenu, Zoheinu, Parnaseinu, backhand, pass here. We're getting all kinds of requests. Feed us, help us, support us. We should have to cut out parts of Benji. So the Gemara gives you the answer. Amalei, Tofis Brachos Kachin. Literally, it means that's the way the bracha goes. That's the form, like Tofes in modern Hebrew. In fact, the Tur quotes this Yerushalmi Halacha. I showed it to you right below. Garcina Yerushalmi Tanya, at least in the state of the Tur, it's more recognizable Hebrew. Also, one will go to Rav Shabbos, Rav Zeyer, Shoyler, Kriya Barabba, Mam, Neim, Arvinu, Roenu, Zunenu, Parseinu, Amalei, Tofes, Brachos, Kach. So some learn it simply as follows. If I start cutting and slipping and benching, what's going to happen? I'm going to get confused. I can't go around slipping three words. When it comes out of taking out the whole unit of the middle bakoshes and short esrei, right, it's replacement parts, so to speak, lahavdil. I take out the vachidik of the week, then I put in the Shabbos. Nobody's going to get confused unless you have your sitter open to the wrong page. But if you're open on the right page, you know what you're doing for Shabbos. You're not changing a line here or a line there. You're taking a whole section and you're actually making the shorter section, right? But in benching, if we have to keep it, lots of people in Makoshes in benching, we have to snip out three words here. People get confused. That's one way to understand it. Yes?
But for Kosh Krishna, we do that also. We do that, well, because both parts of Kosh Krishna are the same as we did, like little snippets of it.
No, but they are very good. It's a good point. But two things. I'm going to say something very sharp. I'm going to say something very sharp. There's a little change in the Meir of Shema. Where's that on Shabbos? Where's that change? The very end, the last bracha, the last line. We're not doing surgery internally, we're doing a little change in the last bracha, right? Normally you say, Shomer HaMoy Yisrael Ad, God should watch us. On Shabbos day, Parasuk HaShol, God's always watching on Shabbos. So we want to have even, you know, higher watching. It's a different thing. So we change the last line. On Shabbos morning, what do we change? The beginning, Kel Adam, right? HaKol Yoducha. That's why. We're not slipping and cutting. We're adding a coda, for those of you in the music, right? You know what a coda is? The last part of the concert, right? The coda, the siyum. We're adding here a siyum, we're adding here a siyum, and we're adding here a aschol. But that's the point. Where is Roenu Zoheinu Parnaseinu? The middle of benching. That's not the only special one. So that's one way to say it. It's a mechanical issue. We don't want to drive people crazy. However, there's a deeper reason that I don't want to tell you how it says, but don't look on the sheet, you'll find it. There's a deeper reason for why we don't ask requests on Shabbos. Think about, sort of conceptually, what's the problem in Onek Shabbos to ask requests? The problem to giving Zalakha, if there's a big sorrow, unless it's people like Nefesh is, or you don't want to think about these difficult things on Shabbos so much. You want to have a Shabbat Shalom, you want to have, you know, a Vachadikish, a Lichdi Shabbos. Okay, so we don't want to turn our backs on anyone, God forbid, but that's. We want to, Akkadosh Baruch Hu, show my voice all the time. He'll take care of it on Shabbos. Unless it's Mamash, we go off that way. The aim, right, rock. We don't exactly understand. But what's not Shabbos thing? What's the problem of Oneg, the Kibbutz Shabbos, with making Bakoshes? Think for a second, yeah?
Because
And then most of the things you ask would happen after class.
So that's part of it, right? Although, listen, if you're asking for health, you can become very healthy. But you're right, some of it is. But go the other way. You're on the right track. Right? So what's the point? In other words, how should we look at Shabbos? When we come to Shabbos, what are we supposed to think? Yeah? Oh! Beautiful, right? That Shabbos has completed, right? There's a lovely, it's an English song, it's a very lovely song, the journeys, throw away the hammock, it's based on any bar. You hear the song, it's a good singing. But if you ever hear that song, throw it, it's a Gemara like that. When the Shabbos comes, it make believe you really have to build another six things, it's finished today. It's finished. It's ended. It's all done. Perfect. You have to like walk away. So that's the problem with Shabbos Tzrach. You're sort of keeping your head in your workaday. It's not finished. Who says it? Rashi on Chumash. Two Shabbos. So Rashi just look at the left hand side, middle, below the tour. Right? The Asisa Komalach Tefa says in the Aseres Hadibris, which is also a little bit peculiar, not peculiar, but it's interesting. The Aseres Hadibris doesn't just talk about Shabbos. First of all, it's a Shei Shavim Tavo. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah one, if we get the Shabbos, do good Malachim during the week, during the Malachim time. Number two, the Asisa Komalach Tefa. By the time Shabbos comes, it's as if all your work is done. Literally, this one, all your work is done. What do you mean all my work is done? That has to be the Machshava. Says Rashi, Kishetovo Shabbos, Asuya, right? Your work is done. It's really a mechilta, that football 54, after that, I'm sorry, it's really a mechilta, right? Wonderful. So that's how some learn this Yerushalmi. Same thing. What was the Shaila, right? Also the Boatzrocha B'Shabbos, because it's not as acute as making these screaming requests for tzaris. It's more of a personal Shabbos problem. We have to see our Shabbos as everything is finished. I don't have any requests. Would you like a little more of this? I'm fine. Would you like a little more part? I'm fine. I'm doing very well. Baruch Hashem, Shabbos, I'm doing great. Mei olam habo. And that's what the Korban HaEdus is. And so therefore, the Amoraim asked, well, what about Benchi? Oh, so we have to see what the Teretz is. Right? So that's what the Korban HaEdus also explains, just like the Rashi. Korban HaEdus is not much later. We'll take a look there. Lefisha Nechlau, he says it very beautifully. Lefisha Nechlau Onek Shabbos. Here we get the whole thing tied up together in a neat package. Shinachsho Adam Ilu Kol Chasui. Right, that's part of Onek Shabbos. Part of having a good time on Shabbos is, I don't have a care anymore, but that's how I'm supposed to keep the Shabbos. Right? The Hashav Tzrach of Umar Behebech. If I'm asking for stuff, it means I'm having a care. Even if I'm asking for good stuff. Right? The God may be Da God Belibo, because he says, even if he asks for good stuff, he said, oh, did I ask for enough? Wait a minute, hold the thought, and another six requests. Right, see, I want to learn Torah beautifully. That's a good request. Oh, but from that you get, and could I have another six of these, please? Right, in other words, and then, oh, I just realized I forgot to do something. In other words, it redirects your whole shot without being silly about it. That's what the Korban HaEdus says. Oh, so that's a very beautiful hesber, but now there's only a question. So then how can you say, well, it is an intercarnate same invention? How can you do it? And yet the Gemara says, Tofus HaBrachas, mutter. Why? Tell me why it's mutter. Not just mutter, because I don't want to mess up benching, I don't want to make liturgical surgery, I just want that expression, right? I'm cutting and pasting the davening, right? Even has the alliteration to it. Anyway, good. Yeah? Some kind of a defeat. Very creative. I don't know if it's right, but very creative and very clever. So you get an A for cleverness, and we'll think about whether it's correct. But good. Yes. Right, so that's really a souped-up version of what was suggested, right? That, in other words, you got to eat on Shabbos. You got so. But again, what the question is, so snip it out. So it's both together. I got to thank God. I can't snip stuff out. Okay, could be. I'm going to suggest how should I call this? I want to give you a chance to guess it. I want to give it away. But I'm going to suggest it's something about who's involved with this request, right? That's different, yeah?
Maybe it's not like saying that we're lacking it.
Oh, so it's a kind of a shevach. It's not going to be in a kind of sin, because I'm starving, I'm feeling lonely and insecure. That's your job, God. That's what you do. That's what you do. So I just give us more of the same. Interesting. Good. What do you say?
Well, I was trying to
Excellent. So what does that mean?
So you're not asking specifically for yourself, so you're not going to be concerned like, more do I? Because I need to say for myself.
So Rav Salavejic, that's how it said, that a bakosha for Rabin is Mutar Rav Shabbos. If I ask, there's a problem with this, which we're going to talk about. I was about to say at the beginning of the Shiva, this is a combination mostly in a Rav, a little bit of me. The parts you will like it, a Rav, the parts you won't like it, me, but we'll try to navigate our way through it. Right? So the head of bakosha is if it's the Tzorchei Rabin. Interesting, by the way, before we explain what that means, notice, when it doesn't the Tzorchei Rabin work, it doesn't work for type A. If it's a tzorah of the tzibur, it was the rabbi model he said. And the only heter of tzorah is the akka that we read in the rabbi's when? Pikuach nefesh. It's mamish and disaster, not from the pikuach nefesh. No choice. This kind of regular bakoshis, it seems to be a heter of tzorah and rabbi. I can't ask myself, but I can ask. It's a little bit like you said too, you know, it's once I ask for others, it's sort of part of the system. Let's see if you can understand. Do you have anything to say?
Possibly that mentioned when you're not asking, they kind of remember what you said before, that you're not saying, like, oh, I might need to say, like, the person who's mentioning is like, I'm full, I'm satisfied,
So I'm not starving this minute, right? I don't need another lunch, right? That's correct. Good. And because what's bothering me though about this teretz? There's something that should be bothering all of us about this teretz. That Tzorchei Rabin. So there's a nifty distinction here. When it comes to Perek Lamed and Hilchos Shabbos, Tzorchei Rabin in and of itself doesn't help. The top right hand side doesn't help. On the left hand side it helps. Oh, it's a nice Gemara Yerushalmi. But what's the problem here? Yeah.
I was going to ask
you. Oh. Hashiva Shofteinu Slach Lo Avinu Kicham. The whole Shmona Esrei is written in Lashon Rabin. So what's the answer? So now put together what you all said. When it's the Shmona Esrei, and I'm davening a silent Shmona Esrei, even though we are correctly saying Refa'im Nu, right, Slachla Nu, and so on, we really mean Shmakole Nu, we really mean mostly us, and we're allowed to. But Haraya, if I have a personal Bakasha, I think it's Shmakole Nu, some I don't say I put it if I need a for a whole, I put it in Refa'im, but I put in, I can add in my own requests. Good people. Question again, I'm not a posek in this context, so the last Derebeim and the Baal HaLacha, what language and so on and so forth, but it's all requests. Invention, so some of you said alongside here, invention, right? The requests are not headline invention. It's not a whole, when I get into the 12 middle prophets from Esrei, it's all requests all the time. Until I get the Hodik. I go in with the Shevach, I come out with the Hodor, and in between, Bakashos, Ulala, it's all around the clock. Benching, VMO, we ask things. That's okay because it's Rabbi. Again, what's the reasoning of the Halacha here? In terms of Onek Shabbos, because that won't share my Onek Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm feeling so good if I'm having Onek Shabbos. I want everybody to be in good shape. Hakodesh Baruch Hu, make everything good, right? Make Parnasa, make Kalkaleinu, Harvicheinu, lots of those, all through mention. Make everything good. It's not for me, it's for the world, which is interesting. That's how you're supposed to be thinking Shabbos, right? It's more of a, Hergesh Klali. It's not about me, it's about the Klali Yisrael, right? By the way, this will explain something else. Ubezeh Yuvan, how come Hamashuva during the Aseres Mitzvah? I know it's a while back. We're heading for Baruch Hashem for Purim, followed by Pesach. We're beginning to do Mishpat for us. We can think about Rosh Hashanah. It's always good to think Hamashuva. What do we say on Hamashuva? In the first week, we say a regular Hamashuva Esrei, right? We say we don't say Kippur davening. Well, sometimes Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, but we say a regular Hamashuva is davening, right? But what do we say? So Afreinu L'chaim. We're making bakoshes. The answer is, the whole world should be forgiven. If you ask it that way, that's not inimical, that's not a stira to Hebrew voting shots. If I'm asking it for me, and me is defined for even Lashon Rabbi, when it's all requests all the time, that's me. When it's here and there, we add significant, and again, it's like, make the veld whole. That's not a steer at the key with Omer Shabbos, that's a key. And again, I'm taking the question one here for a second, I don't really find. Again, but that heter of Tzorchei Rabin doesn't work for what? Real Zaha, real Bishari, yes, Tsaras Dura, because they have evidence for Rabin. You're going to be consumed by the Tsaras. So you can't say it in this kind of a nice way. Ooh, Shabbos, I'll give you a storyline here. Shabbos is Menelam Habo. What happens, Menelam Habo? We want everybody to be well. We want everybody to have refuas. We want everybody to have tshuva. We want everybody to have parnasa. We're just happy about the whole world. If I'm thinking about real big tzaras, I'm yishrayim, lest we go off nefesh, that's going to ruin my kiddur for in Shabbos. But in this context, it's a very interesting distinction. What do you say?
So the thing is, though, in Shabbat, for the washing and the
right,
those are very communal requests.
Oh, so the question is, why can't we ask for the thing based on English, right? In other words, the Shabbat is a barachim posh. So some of the answers may be that in order to accomplish those things, the Rabbon Shalom Kavyoch will have to do a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of halacha over there, right? Although it's interesting that Gemara Pesachim, does suggest that the flying base on English can come down the first day of Pesach. Come down to the Shemayim, right? So I go to Baruch Hu, he's not in Chalal Shabbos if he does that. We would be, he's not. Right? But again, there are two answers there. Number one, these are really contact sports, right? Getting Yerushalayim, Bivinyona, unfortunately, is still going to be, God forbid, a contact sport. I'm joking, but I'm not so joking, right? Number one. Number two, that comes to the old snipping and pasting again. But Shmak Holeinu, every request we have. So I have to snip out that, snip it. We don't do snipping and pasting. So really, all of your answers are in play. I think that's the clever answer. Mom,
in your question, we learned that you both said you completely
the Shabbos
without having the basic
Mikdash.
So you
want
to ask for our Shabbos.
Right. By the way, all your work is done. We'll get it tomorrow. By the way, the Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. He's also free. Right? In other words, it's not from, right? Good. So again, I think that may be the answer, even though these are very lofty goals, right? The Bez Din Elyon doesn't meet, the Bez Din Sanhedrin doesn't meet on Shabbos. Why do you need to meet on Shabbos? Because there's all kinds of things that are, you know, part of Chol, including Omshim, including other things. So that's interesting. That may be the answer. In other words, see, even Dvarim, Gedolim, and Ruchnius, but there's a lot of malach there, there's a lot of churning, there's a lot of action. Good. Now I want to show you, if you look at the Rambam in the middle of the page, just the two types of davening. Again, so we shouldn't be surprised that the Heker of Tzarchei Rabin works in only one type of davening, because the Rambam fundamentally tells us there are two types. In the writing inside, Hilchos Tefillah, Rambam tells us, "Mitzvahs Chal V'Chol Yom Shem Avatim Shomer Kechem V'Piyah Shmuel Omer Shavon Azuli Tefillah." The Sahor Shavon Lev Shmuel Esrei. So what's one part of davening? One part of davening is making requests. Avodah, you know, we have to work at it. We have to ask for mechila. We have to make all kinds of bakoshes, big and small. That's our job. So that type of tefillah on Shabbos, we can do if it's shel rabim, right? Okay. The second type of tefillah is what he's talking about in Hilchos Shabbos. Tefillah shel zaaka. And if you look at Hilchos Tainis and you compare the Hilchos Shabbos halacha to the Hilchos Tainis halacha, you can see the Rambam is I don't want to say cribbing off of it, but he's copying himself. Look what he says on a Tainis. Mitzah sayin aher al zaok laharia. You just take out the word chatzotos and Tainis, and you got the whole thing lined up. That is the first round of that. Mitzah sayin aher al zaok laharia lechatzos al tzor shetam al tzigur shem al tzak zarer shem al tzigur shem al tzak zarer shem al tzigur. That's also part of tefillah. That leads to a Tainis. We're also supposed to scream out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have the list of requests, the what I'll call the garden variety requests that every person needs and should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And if you don't make requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the week, there's something wrong. That's, you're not davening properly. If you don't need a lot of stuff, not silly stuff, but the right stuff and properly, davening Shmoneh Esrei on a weekday, you're doing the wrong thing. So I mean, davening Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to forget the Balacha problem. You've missed something. Your tefillah is chaser. Right, that's why the Magen Avraham, in terms of Noshim and Davening, what does he say? The Ram Shita, Bakoshes Rachamim. Right, it's got to be, never mind all the Shitas, the Ramban, and so on, how much Davening, but the basic element for men, women, children, everybody, Rachamim, ask for a little something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kind of, it's like a parent, only more, it's a divine parent, right? If nobody makes a request of their parents, the parents will feel bad. Request to break the bank, the parent may say, can you hold on? But if you make no request, the parent will say, hey, wait a minute, you don't need any money this week, what does that mean? Answer, I put an extra last week? Okay, right? So there have to be requests, right? The second type is the za'aka, the real crying out. So Tzorchei Rabin works for type one. I did the second, but type one here, right? The basic request. But Tzorchei Rabin in and of itself does not mitigate type two. It's got to be pikuach. Now let me show you, just below the Rambam, let me show you some evidence for this thesis. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and I apologize, it's in very small letters. The Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Pei Dalet, right below the midline there, if the Mechaber is talking about, you see exactly where he's talking about Maftir, the Shabbos, Shabbos, Mechubaros, Maftir, Maftir, Parsha, Shmir. Right, talking about which Haftarah do you say for the double Parsha? That's such a big problem. This year, Shabbos, Mechubaros, not too many old Parshas. Look at the Ramah says. And the Ramah, in the very little letter, said, hopefully you can read with me, Nagu Lahaskir Acha Kriyas Torah, Nishamas Hameis. After laying the after we have Haskar's Neshamos, right? We call Afar Achim. It's Ulevarech Haoski Bitzorche Tzibur. Call Makom Lufim in Hoga. The meaning Israel is, each one has one head, but it says, to praise, to bless, to thank those who are helping the Tzibur. He quotes a very long list of Neshamim here for it. Vinogim Lomar Yikum Porkon. What's Yikum Porkon about? Yeshua should come. Tavo Yeshua. From Shamayim, for whom? The Rashi Yeshivas, the people who are learning. And then the Hebrew Mishnah, what does it say at the end? Famous. I don't know, there are different schools of doctrine, if you're not. Chol Mishos, Kimitzachet, Tzibur, Bemuna, whoever serves the Tzibur, Akrosh Baruch, Yishalim, Schorom, he should give him their reward. Yassim, Yelkom, Machla, he should take all sickness away. Yishlachem, Bracha, Batzlacha. Hey, wait a second. I just made about 43 requests. Says the Ramah, no problem. Why not? The Noah Gimomer Yikum Porkan, the Ein Bezeh Mishum, Iser Tfilo B'Shabbos. Ramah says, don't ask me, hey, how can I make all those requests? I'm supposed to make my questions on Shabbos. What's the answer? Rabin! So I think, see, we're endless, what Rabin told me said. So the Ramah knows the secret, right? Or we know the secret from the Ramah, but the Ramah knows that secret, right? He's the first one. He's actually second. This is the people before him, right? That Tzorchei Tzibur has a special hat. Right? And that, if you remember your shul, right, the Baal Musaf, he gives that one out loud. Without even saying, quietly, give him, refuah. Wow. Hold your shows to people, sing it. Mutter. Because it's Tzorchei Rabin. Tzorchei Rabin is part of our own Shabbos. Everybody's in the shul is running beautifully. This is very nice. Yeah?
What about, So
we're going to come now to Mishaberech Sa'olim and Mishaberech Sa'olim. We're going to come to that at the end. We're almost there. Now, just to show you again another example of someone who knows this Yisod amongst the Rishonim. So if you look at the bottom left, you see the Birkei Yosef of the Chidor. The Chidor was a great Chacham Sfaradi who lived in Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim. He died in 1806. I don't know if you know the Chidor. The Chidor had this, you'll see, he knew Kismayad, he wrote about 50, 60 Sfarim. He had three names. Chidor is Chaim Yosef David Azulai. It's an Aleph, Azulai. And the reason he had three names, Chaim Yosef David, is I'm making this up. Since he wrote 60 Sfarim, he could call them all by different names. So there are David Sfarim, there are Yosef Sfarim, there are Chaim Sfarim, right? His Chumas are called Chaim Sha'al. His Perush of Chumash that quotes all kinds of kids are called Panei David. And this work is called the Birkei Yosef. So if the Yosef, the David, or Chaim, it could be the Chidor in action. It sounds like three people, only one, but you're like three or seven people. Right. At the end of Simon Kuf Pei Ches, which is the benching Simon, Shmurei Brocha, the leftovers, you know, the footnotes, he's got some more learning here. And what does he say? Read me a little bit. The English Shabbos HaNusach Yishabbos L'chol. Let's go back to the benching question. Don't change the Nusach. Again, why would somebody want to change it? Request. He said, don't do it. But Yerushalmi, boy, Mahu, don't remember Shabbos Reinu Zerenu, our Yerushalmi that we know, who poshut the response, not poshut it simple, but the rectification is, the Tovus Brachos of Yerushalmi. So look what he does. Ube Kovetz Yashan No Shan. I found a very old codex, meaning a Tavyat of some sort, that not everybody had, that's him. Katub Bishem Reb Eliyahu Me Lundrish. What's Lundrish? Not the laundry. Rabbi Eliyahu lived in London. Rabbi Balei Tosu lived in England. Chachmei Balei Tosu, Chachmei Anke, Balei Tosu from Anglia. Some of them are very cute. Rabbi Baruch of Northampton, and somebody of Cambridge, the Norman of Cambridge. Anyway, this room was all one. Okay, we have a sefer from him on brachas. This is probably where it comes from. I don't know if this particular halachas, I think not, but the Chido HaKisraya, so he found it, right? So I found in his name, the Mithilo boy, Yerushalmi Elroy Zonenu, since the Yerushalmi only asked about the stuff in Lashon Rabbim, Muchach, question you asked, and don't pass the halacha here yet, just look at it. The Bishabas lo yomar bracha la Baal HaBayis. You shouldn't say the bracha for the Baal HaBayis on Shas. On
mention.
Yeah, there's
like mention.
Yeah.
Why?
Doesn't matter. Why? What?
The
Chidah is going to disagree. So those of you who say, you know, don't get nervous. The Chidah is going to disagree. But what's the Rabbi Yom, who's a Rishon of our post? Why is he saying not to say the bracha of the Baal HaBayis on Shabbos? What's wrong with the bracha of the Baal HaBayis on Shabbos? It's about question four. El Yachid. It said an individual home. It said for an individual. So the Chidah says, the Yerushalmi cleared Lishon Rabbim over here. It didn't clear Lishon Yachid. So he's being very didactic. Again, the Chidah himself comes out of heaven. So if your bidding is to say it in your house, good, you know, whether somebody comes to visit and so on and so on. But interestingly, the Chidah also knows this rule. If it's a bakasha, if it's Lashon Rabbim, yes. If it's Lashon Yachid or directed to a Yachid, if it's Kol Mishalski B'tzarkei Tzibur, the more the merrier. They should all have refuahs in Hatzlacha and Parnassa. Fantastic, that's our Shabbos. By the way, I hope you get this, folks. This is like a cue of how we act on Shabbos. We have to be very magnanimous on Shabbos, right? Our work is done. We're caring about the world. We're not thinking about our little things. I mean, this and that. I mean, this and we're very global on Shabbos. We're very, it's out is good. That's Shabbos. Keep up. That's out is good. Right? That's the way it goes on Shabbos. If someone wants to ask, I'm sorry. If you have a question, please.
Maybe that a
Baal
HaBayis is like considered a sacred.
So the Chidor manages to negotiate it, maybe. But I mainly want you to see this over the Lami Lundrish to show you that he's also holding this interesting distinction. Right? Halacha b'maisa, we can work it out. But he's worrying about this distinction too. Okay. So now, yes, please.
How does Mishrefer
Tzahal count as
things being
surrounded by? Oh, so not good. So first of all, I could be Pikuach Nefesh. The Chayim are standing there, and they're not. You know, tiddlywinks, sorry, but they're not playing tiddlywinks. That's something like this, the blue chips. I don't know. Little kids play that. And they're not doing that. They're doing choshe bazach. Oh, that could be some kind of meadit, right? You don't know what's going to be there, right? Yeah.
What about when our parents were discussing
on Friday night? Oh, good. So interestingly, the parents, I mean, they can say what they want, but they're here themselves, but what's the biggest disappointment? Right? Yivarecha. So interestingly, it's very clever. What are these psukim doing? Their great brachos were what? There's not a specific bakasha in sight.
What about
the Hasabah Rehbar? Oh, but again, also, they could say, by the way, very good. So they could say, first of all, there are two Teretzim. One Teretz is, I'm serious here, the Jewish fathers have to not answer. Jewish mothers do whatever they like. I'm serious, there's a period. I'm sorry to bring you right, is that the mother's tefillahs are docha kotar. That's number one. I'm very serious about that. Number two, again, it's all ruchnius. It's also about life. They should have a grow up and have a family and have a life. This is not give them a pair of shoes. It's not give them a lunch bag. It's you know, it's much more ruchnius. But by the way, you have to ask this question. Good.
What about the last
bracha
of Shemoneh?
Definitely first of all. So that's very interesting. So that. What's that? So number one, it's a perspective. Number two, it's interesting. It's very interesting. And now listen to this carefully. In Shmoneh Esrei, the Yochid says it, and then the Tzibur says it. In Elokein Yitzor, the Yochid says it, it's never heard from again. Which also might be the mother. Who does the mother tell her rocks to? Nobody. You can't hear what she's saying, you can have super hearing, you wouldn't hear it. So that might be part of the talents. And that might be a chilek even in terms of personal doctrine in that respect, perhaps. In other words, if it's so yachid that nobody even knows you're doing it, now I understand. If you say, well, it's taking, he bowed and rolled him over here, and now he's taking 3 more minutes, he must be saying, oh, I kind of saw, but you can't tell, right? right? In other words, there's no public, because part of the tefillas yochid is because you see, oh, you said that, we said that, you said, if we never say it, again, Birkas Ba'abais, who hears it? The Ba'abais? You can't keep it in the pectorate. Here's a bracha of the Ba'abais. You can't listen. It's got to work. So that might be another, that's very interesting. I'm not, by the way, I hadn't thought of this so much, but this is very good. Right? In other words, if it will be a bakasha, I'll pull in pectorate, you know, in the vest pocket. Right? Pectorate really means in the heart. Right? So that might change it. But the Birkas Ba'abais, which the father says, what's the bakasha? Kodesh Baruch Hu, do you think? You know, make like a fine Menashe with Kisara, you know. Else is good. Yeah?
Does that mean there are people who say the Baruch Hu for the
Baruch? Yeah, but that's the problem. In other words, once it's out loud, it's a Bakosha for a Yochid out loud. You can't really say it. And if you say it quietly, the Baruch Hu will think you're mumbling at him. You don't know what he's doing. You know, so it doesn't really work. Now, here's the last question. You've got to go to this. I'm sorry, but here's the last one. All right, you can... You can ask me questions and answers. It's good. Tamar has the files. What about Mishnei Rachsin? Filos Chol. Very interesting. And again, Allah Alamais, it's all mutter. And again, so if it's a Chol of God, Mishnei Mo Sakonel, that's Pikuach Nefesh. And that's what the Magen Avraham really says in this last piece. But the Magen Avraham says it's not so simple to make Mishnei Rachsin for somebody who is not, God forbid, dangerously sick, but needs a mishaberach. Again, not saying possible like that. There are different sheetahs about that. Although I would say that if it's possible to make a mishaberach such a person during the week, so part of the problem is men and women both don't look at the shul on time and so on and so on. So Shabbos, everybody's there. But the Magen Avraham raised the question. Also, there's another answer for that. If you look in the on the top right hand side, Shulchan Aruch Orachayim Reish Pei Zayin, Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simin Shimon Hey, the Machaber has a solution really for Mishaberach, but again, it's a solution that we will understand now very well at the end of this year. Says the Machaber, here we're going to learn a whole Simin Shulchan Aruch before that one sixth, so we can get a key. So I learned a whole Simin Shulchan Aruch today, yeah. No time to see this. If you hold an Achim Avel Mishabes, you can do Nicham Avel. Not that they say you should have gone to be, but you can comfort them both. But chen yichol levakir as a chole. That's even more than a mishaberach, because when you levakir the chole, you have to say something about healing them. The lo yomar lo kederach shomer lo b'chol. You can't say it the way you say it during the week. El omer no Shabbos yimilizo urefo provolovo. Right? From the other they say Shabbos yimil anachen. The racham of rubim yishat shabbos b'sholom. The Ramah says we don't say the last couple of words, but right? Shabbos yimilizo. And that's what the Ramah says, and Dr. Bechaber says in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Bikur Cholim. You can say, Shabbos Hi Milizah. Now, how does that help? How does Shabbos Hi Milizah help? In other words, because we said before that by Zalaka, even the Tefillah Shal Rabbi won't help, unless it's Mamish Bikur Nefesh. So what's the idea of Shabbos Hi Milizah? How does that help? Yeah?
It's because you're adding the word Shabbos, because then you're going to have Shabbos and nothing.
Oh, so what I think you mean to say is the same way that Sofei Rabbi is a matir, you know, folks, for tefillah type 1, Shalom Tzrachov, there is a matir for Za'aka. When is there a matir for Za'aka? If you can say it's not a Za'aka. If it's a tzibor and they have some sorrow, there's a famine coming, but it's not coming today, you can't say Shabbos Himalizo, but we're screaming! You can't do that. Mishaberach, you can say for a Yachid, Shabbos Himalizo. We really can't give it the full voice that it deserves, but we'd like to make this feel. So, the same way there are heterim for Tfilas Rabbi, of what? Of Tfilas Bakosha, Tzorchei Rabbi, there seems to be a heter for Mishaberach like Zo'aka, where you can say Shabbos Yimilizah. The problem is, as I say, you can't say Shabbos Yimilizah for Zohar Rabbi. It's a terrible crisis. Don't tell me. You can't do that, right? It's, you know, it's sort of, you can't be completely duplicitous. Interestingly, by the way, the same Magen Avraham at the bottom, I'm not reading this right time, but these are yours to keep. The same Magen Avraham talks about asking only for a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakonei. He says, maybe the heter for the Mishaberach is what? What do we say to the Mishaberach? We say he should bless and cure this person, ploni, ben ploni, ploni, bas ploni, right? Besom, shor, chomei, aboi, soil. Why does that help? That makes it a bakosh in seaport. So we're double covered. If Misha Beref is a zo'okal, it's a screaming, we're not screaming. And if it's a bakosha, it's a bakosha of what? The rabbi. So you see, I hope you see, the short time that we've had, that first of all, what the shaila is, and again, folks, it's not just interesting learning. It does affect how we're supposed to look at ourselves on Shabbos, strike, throw away the hammer, and we're very worldly people on Shabbos. Everything is good. That's why there's good Shabbos in it. It's all part of it. Everything is good. There are people who give good Shabbos, they're having some tzaris. But on Shabbos, when somebody else has good Shabbos, they forget their tzaris. That's what it is. We all forget the tzaris, so we say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have your fault. I don't mean to say anything in a colloquial way. You do your divine thing. You're going to take care of everybody. We're going to help you. Everything's going to be good. Look, so it's a challenge. A person who has a tzaris, they have to try to be. By the way, but that's the bracha of Shabbos. You get one day more officially. You have to try your hardest to forget the tzaris, whatever they are, big or small. That's a very big challenge. That's a very big bracha. You get a day off, right? A day off legally. And in terms of the technical requirements, we've learned the two types of tefillahs that Rambam indicates, which is a very beautiful word. The Rav worked very hard, and it's a beautiful idea. Is the avodah shebalev, I must communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need this, I need that. If I don't communicate, if I fail to communicate, it's a failing in me. Right? And there's also this upper, we have to call out for others. And there are certain heteros. There's the heter of Tzorchei Rabim on that side. There's the heter of Shabbos Hebrew on that side. We've even learned perhaps another one tonight. If it's something that the mom is saying to herself, now the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going right ahead. If nobody else hears it, you know, if the beer someone who fell in the forest, you wouldn't hear the tree, right? Or something like that, right? You know, fill in the words, right? In other words, there could be certain special feelings like that. That might be another way to do it. Because again, if it never comes to the light of day, it's between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that might be something else. Anyway, I hope there'll be something to take it up. And I'll say the following, as I'm sure you know, and Tamara will tell you, Tamara is our expert college representative. Nadine, right, Tamara, right in the back. And Dean Bacon, she's landed on next week. Nicholas landed, right? It's going to be very nice events this week, and she will really do all kinds of nice things. This is not the hard, this is what we call learning together. If you are learning here well in this wonderful place, and you, if you're staying here at Israel, so Kabbalah and Macha, and people here will direct you where you should be going, what you should be doing. If you happen to come back at some point to the United States and you would like to learn continuing what you've been doing, you'll give Sir Hodge a call. We'll be happy to talk to you. Thank you very much.
I have a question about Passover.